Talk to me about the fertilizer outlook. Obviously, these things have prices have moderated, but elevated when you look at historical levels.
That's true. They are still elevated by historical levels, certainly if you go back several years. But if you look at where grain prices are today, the price of fertilizer is very much in line from a ratio standpoint as you would normally see. Demand has been very, very strong, given that ag commodity prices are still at a relatively elevated level. And as such, we've seen fertilizer prices hold up.
Does that extend through all the different fertilizer categories?
Yeah, pretty much across the board. Potash prices and nitrogen prices are a little lower from a historical standpoint from where you would think they would be, given where ag commodity prices are. Phosphates is a little more elevated, and that just comes down to the supply-demand dynamics of each of those particular nutrients. The phosphate market is very, very tight. Nitrogen and potash are more balanced.
And some trouble spots certainly out there as we take a look at the Middle East, Russia, Ukraine. What impact could that have potentially for the fertilizer market?
Well, depending on the severity of any conflagration in the Middle East, it could have very dramatic impacts across N, P, and K, that there is a lot of fertilizer production and raw material production that takes place in the Middle East, in North Africa. And if that conflict were to widen and worsen, that would have very dire consequences for fertilizer availability.
What about in the Russian side of things? Is that much of an issue?
It's becoming less of an issue. It was a big issue right away, given the sanctions and for the Belarusians losing their access to their port in Lithuania. But that is now moderating. They're finding different avenues to get those fertilizer products to market. And as such, that supply limitation is becoming less of an issue, and we would anticipate that that's a trend that will continue.
Here in the U.S., transportation issues, anything that you're looking at? Obviously, the river, any other concerns?
The river, we definitely need some moisture to feed that system. Rail performance is always something that's top of mind. Availability of trucks and truckers is always top of mind. So logistics, supply chain is always a concern in bulk commodity businesses, whether it's getting fertilizers moved to the farm or getting grains moved off the farm.